Good afternoon, Cell Group. Welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel. Now, we're in the middle of this sermon in Luke's Gospel, the Sermon on the Plain. We're more familiar, as I said last week, with Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, but Luke has Jesus giving this sermon on a piece of level ground. So it's called the Sermon on the Plain, and it breaks into three sections. The first one we had last Sunday, the second one is this Sunday, and the final and third one is next Sunday. So it's very handy. So we're looking at these verses in Luke chapter 6, 27 to 38. And it begins with, "I say this to you who are listening." And this is very abrupt language in Luke. The first imperative is love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. So it's all about our behaviour, our sense of ethics, our moral code, etc. So the whole section is around those issues. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who treat you badly. Just the balance between people who verbally abuse you, people who physically abuse you. To the man who slaps you on one cheek, present the other too. To the man who takes your cloak from you, do not refuse your tunic. So the slapping is a sign of disgrace, a sign of demeaning somebody. You slap them in the face. I think it's the same in our culture too. I'm giving you a slap in the face, but you turn the other cheek. And I always think of Jesus when he was in his passion. So you've slapped him on the cheek, presented the crown of thorns, led on to bow before him. So it's a shameful thing to do in anybody. And the thing about cloaks, the outer tunic, your cloak cover you up, and then don't refuse the tunic, the next garment that's underneath that. Give to everyone who asks you, and do not refuse your property back from the man who robs you. This is almost regarded as an impossible. You know it yourself, it's an impossible thing to do. Anybody who robs you, you sue them, etc. But it's an indication that the rules are not to be followed in a mechanical way, but they're illustrations of a principle. So we act generously. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. That wee verse 31 is known as the Golden Rule, and it's worth looking at very, very closely. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. So altruistic. It's just doing something for the benefit of somebody else without any expectation of benefit to yourself. And there was a culture at the time where, and it's still about the place now, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. You know, there's a quid pro quo, there's a kind of balance there, but to do something good for somebody else just because it's the way you know you like to be treated yourself. So that's a very, very high value, that. And then it goes into a section of even pagans do as much, do they not? This is from 32 onwards to the end of the section. So the behaviour that we're called to is beyond the behaviour of the pagans, people who have no faith. There's kind of ordinary behaviour, but we're called to a higher kind of behaviour. And it comes to the end of this section with give and there will be gifts for you, a full measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, poured into your lap, because the amount you measure out is the amount you will be given back. So this is God's generosity to us. Apparently, the people who sold grain were notoriously dishonest and cheats, but God gives good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Imagine the whole wheat spilling over the sides of the container. And that's how he gives, and he wants us. Jesus wants us to be as generous as our Father is generous. So it's a section then about behaviour and a continual teaching on our moral code. So some considerations then for discussion. You might look at that impossible verse 30. It's been described as the most outrageous of the instructions. But then they're not rules to be followed, but illustrations of a principle. So you could talk about that one. And talk about the generosity of God as a model for our generosity. Maybe you've experienced rewards even in this life from acting generously. So let us pray. Compassionate God and Father, you are kind to the ungrateful, merciful even to the wicked. Pour out your love upon us, that with good and generous hearts we may keep from judging others and learn your way of compassion. We make our prayer through your Son Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May God bless your work and your time together.